This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has said that country's economic growth continues to be supported by resilient demand and it remains world's fastest growing large economy. He said country's economy has performed better than expected in April-June quarter of this fiscal. Presenting monetary policy statement, Mr. Malhotra said, RBI has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. The RBI governor said, West Asia conflict continues to challenge the global economy by disrupting key trade routes. He said RBI has lowered the CPI inflation projection to 5% from earlier estimate of 5.1% for the financial year 2027.
Headline inflation has edged up above target as expected. The realized inflation for Q1, however, remained marginally lower than projections, reflecting limited pass-through of cost pressures. The higher inflation is mostly on account of fuel and food, with little signs of generalization of price pressures so far. Core inflation, excluding precious metals, continues to be benign as projected earlier.
BJP has described 5th of August as a historic day, marking the 7th anniversary of the abrogation of Article 370. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said the constitutional provision was revoked, keeping with the spirit of the constitution. He said although Article 370 itself began with the word temporary, no previous government had shown the will to revoke it. He said that Home Minister Amit Shah, in the year 2019, took the necessary step that reflected the resolve of Sardar Patel.
It's an historic day today because 7 years ago, on 5th of August 2019, honoring the spirit of the Constitution of India, Article 370 was abrogated. Shri Amit Shah ji, the Home Minister, displaying the will of Sardar Patel ji, ensured that the same is done. The leader of opposition, the immature, irresponsible part-time leader, is not letting the parliament function.
An Indian-flagged commercial vessel MSV Fez Nureolia sank in the Red Sea after coming under attack off the coast of Yemen yesterday. All the 14 seafarers, including 13 Indian nationals who were on board the vessel, were rescued safely. According to reports, the Indian-flagged tanker was carrying oil from Saudi Arabia. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal said India strongly condemns this unprovoked attack on the defenseless mechanized sailing vessel. He said the safety of our people is our supreme priority. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said reformed multilateralism reflecting aspirations of the Global South is the need of the hour as the global order transforms. Dr. Jaishankar held an interaction with permanent representatives from the United Nations from 17 countries who are visiting India on a study tour. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said the discussions touched upon technology, maritime safety, peacekeeping, development, partnership and disaster response. The Supreme Court has directed the Reserve Bank of India to prepare and circulate a standard operating procedure for dealing with mule accounts and bank accounts linked to cyber fraud. The court also issued a series of directions to states, union territories, law enforcement agencies and banks to strengthen grievance redressal, speed up the restoration of defrauded money and improve the handling of the digital fraud cases. The Medical Counselling Committee will begin Round 1 registration for NEET UG Counselling 2026 today. According to the official schedule, Round 1 registration and fee payment will remain open till the 12th of this month until 3 p.m. Candidates can fill their choices between the 6th and the 13th of this month. The choice locking facility will remain available to students between 12th and 13th of August. Meanwhile, the Round 1 seat allotment process will open for students between the 13th and the 16th of this month. Further, the result will be declared on the 17th of August. The IMD has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya today. In Assam, heavy rainfall continues disrupting normal life in several parts of the state. The Brahmaputra and many of its tributaries are flowing close to the danger level at several locations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.